This is 100% Fun with Melissa Coleman, and I am here with my sweetie sidekick, Emily.
Hi.
And humans of Pinehurst. Yes.
Hello.
Carrie Mathis. Oh, Carrie Mathis. Okay. Yes. I wasn't sure if you disclosed your name or not.
Oh, yes. Everybody has to meet me when we take their pictures, so.
Okay. I love it.
If you live in Pinehurst, you're going to meet Cara anyway.
Only if you're the proper human, I would think.
No.
She knows everybody.
I want everybody. To know everybody.
I would have felt special when you asked me about it, but now I don't feel as special, but that's okay. Wow. And not only do we have Cara here, but we also have our Emily, who was just recently selected as a human of Pinehurst. How do you feel about that?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I've been trying to get Emily on humans for a while.
Oh, you've been a difficult human.
No.
Sadly, yes. I'm very busy. But very busy. No, I was excited to do it. She's a wonderful photographer.
Yes. Well, besides photography, obviously following Instagram and trying to be an expert in all things Moore County, which is what we all Sway Bays try and do, I, of course, came across your page, which is Humans of Pinehurst, all smushed together on Instagram. Tell us about it.
Well, so I have been a member of the Pinehurst community on the fringe since 2008. So my parents had a house down here and we got married here in 2014. And then when COVID hit, we moved here permanently. And as soon as we moved, I started recognizing familiar faces that I would see every day. We go to the roast office every day. And I would think, I should really know who these people are by now.
Yeah.
Because I see them every day, but I didn't know their names. I didn't know their stories. And I thought, there are probably other people like me who see the same people every day and who would like to know kind of how they found Pinehurst, what they do here, what they like about Pinehurst. And that extends to, obviously, the rest of Moore County, too. So I took a page out of the Humans of New York book and started Humans of Pinehurst.
Yeah, I think it's a really cool idea, especially because I used to work right in the village of Pinehurst, and I would always see a lot of the same faces and same thing. And I would even talk to them every day, too, yep. And like know their names and everything. And I'm like, I have no idea what you do. And there have been some people that were featured on your page that I'm like, oh, cool. Didn't know that because I just never got to that like level of, I don't know, I guess knowing them. Not sure, but yeah.
Well, and one of them, so Dick, who was featured a couple months ago, we would see him, and a lot of people know Dick, especially if you go to Pinehurst Elementary, because he's always walking or driving his golf cart, and we always say, like, hi, Dick, hi, Dick, hi, Dick. And finally, I got to sit down with him and interview him, and it turns out that he owned a restaurant in Pennsylvania, where my family's from, that we, like, frequented all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy.
I know. So I sat down with him, and he's telling me this, and I was like, wait a minute. Like, we know that restaurant, and he owned it.
What a small world.
I know. Yeah. So, and that's the amazing thing about it is, you know, people.
Yes, the connection.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I'm from, you know, Michigan, too. And then they go off and they're best friends, I assume.
I love this because it's, of course, such a special thing. And I think we can relate as the Bays because we frequently meet people, interview people, see people a lot. But when we're out, you know, in town working, we've kind of kept anonymous.
Yeah, like low profile.
Yeah, of who we are. So we frequently don't interact with people by names either. There's, you know, we go to all these events all the time and take photos of people that we see, and it's not necessarily a name to name basis. So it's been super fun. Again, you know, this big small town, you see people over and over again, and we've been able to recognize them and find out exactly who they are from your page. And Emily's already referenced this, but your photography skills are incredible and your pictures are really stunning. Tell us how you do such a great job with that.
I have a really nice camera. No, it's not that great. I just
have
fun
iPhone
with it.
Version.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I love about it is like the compensation for you being featured is you get free headshots out of it. That's how I spin it. So if you give me a caption,
sign me up.
Yeah, you get headshots out of it. And I just really, I mean, I've always loved capturing moments. I did photography when we lived in Utah. So capturing people and like the spirit of the pines.
Yeah.
It just kind of brings the like beauty out of the pictures itself. And one day I hope that we have enough people on Humans of Pinehurst that you can use it as kind of like a
directory or something.
Yeah, like, crap, I know that person. Like, yeah. I've seen that person. Oh. I need to figure out what their name is.
Oh, like a facial phone book.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm going to ask you as a, you know, outsider, do you really focus on people that are natives of Pinehurst or people that have relocated and retired or, like, because obviously it's hard with the military families coming in more so in the last years than normal, but it's also very transient. So
yeah, well, and that's the so first of all, a lot of people think that Humans is just about like business owners, you mm-hmm. know, or people who, I don't know, have some kind of like status. I'm doing air quotes right now in the community.
Yes, air quotes. We should have like a noise sound for that.
Yeah,
I love quotes. Mm-hmm. Here come the air quotes.
I know, it's hard to convey. But I really, my goal is to get every single person. So every, like, sometimes I will literally walk down the street, and if I have my camera, I'll stop people and just say, like, can I just take your picture?
I've witnessed this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And sometimes they give me a caption. I'm waiting on a few. But I really want to make sure people understand that this is for literally everyone. So even though we are very transient, it's kind of, you kind of get like a snapshot, because some of the people that I've taken already are probably going to leave, you know, in the next like year or two. But we will have that little, you know, we'll have captured like, oh, remember when so-and-so was here, you know, and
we'll never leave Humans of Pinehurst.
Yeah,
you'll always be a human of Pinehurst.
Yeah.
That's going to be like my farewell party. Aww. You might be leaving North Carolina, but you'll always be a human of Pinehurst.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I don't want to go anywhere. But don't fire me, please. So how does this process work? You talk about, let's say you are on the street and you see someone and you want to take their picture and you keep referencing this caption idea. What happens next? Like, tell us your process.
So for the impromptu sneak attack ones, I just go up and take their picture if they let me, obviously. There's one person that I am chasing down, and he knows who he is if he's listening to this, but I will get him one day.
Oh, that's funny. Can you come back once you get him bring him?
Yeah,
and I want to talk about that.
The experience. Yeah, he knows. But yeah, so I will take their picture and then get their email address and send them the album with their pictures in it. And I tell everybody you can download whatever you want. Like, it's all open, so you can download any pictures that you like. And then they email me or text me or Instagram me, whatever, their caption. And that's it. And then I post it. So
that's
very simple. Yep.
So simple. Are you a little bit jealous of her simplicity with this beautiful project? Because I really am.
It really
it takes
is.
Us, yeah. We put a lot of heart and effort in. The wit comes natural, but the ideas and the stories and all of that this is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, and I want, because there were moments where I was like, oh my gosh, I'd be taking like, you know, they're like photo shoots. They're only like, whatever, 15 minutes long. But, you know, then you go home and you have to edit them.
Nice.
And there were weeks when I was doing like 5 or 6 of them, and I was like, I'm not getting paid for this, so I need to like slow my roll.
Yeah.
So I try to do maybe once a week or once every other week. So I do try to keep it minimal because I have other things
commitments.
To do. But I want to make
sure
that. Yeah,
you're a busy person.
Yeah.
She does it all.
I love this, though. This is really fun. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thanks.
What a great idea. What a great human of Pinehurst you are.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. Can you tell us a little bit about everything that you do? Because you do a lot. And honestly, I probably don't even know everything that you do.
Yeah. Do you know I'm going to tap class in an hour?
No. That's so fun.
We'll be joining you at that next week.
Yeah.
100% that. Fun. We'll probably bring the mic. Okay. Okay. So we're starting with tap class. What are you going to follow that with?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Meet Me on McCaskill is the page I started when I moved here. Because, I mean, Pinehurst has always been like my like oasis, I guess. You know, it's my getaway. Anytime I needed to go somewhere where I felt at home. And it was kind of an escape from, I lived in Philly and DC and Utah. And I always, like, Pinehurst was where I needed to be when I needed to relax or feel good about the world. So when we got to move here, which I think is such a privilege, I wanted to, you know, kind of share all of the things that I love about Pinehurst, the architecture, the history, which so many people don't know about.
Right.
I mean, there's people who have lived here for decades and they don't understand how influential Pinehurst has been, not just in golf, but in, you know, tons of industries mm-hmm. across the country. So I wanted to share that. Just the, like, beautiful little vignettes that you see when you come here. Because I feel like people come here, and again, this is all the pines. I happen to live in Pinehurst, but, like, this is all the same right. hills. But people come here to golf or, you know, for equestrian purposes or whatever the reason may be, and they understand how amazing it is here, and they see it. You know, they see how beautiful it is. And I had the privilege of, for 10-plus years, coming here as a visitor. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times when you live in a place, you kind of overlook or, you know, get bogged down in, like, the politics or the details or the personalities or whatever, and you kind of miss the beauty of the mm-hmm. area. So I always like to remind people of, you know, see this through the eyes of
yeah. this is where you
visiting.
Live.
Yeah. yeah. Like, we are so lucky that we get to live here.
Yeah. That's awesome. And then you're also part of, so are you still part of Pines Preservation?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, Julia took over for the marketing. Yeah. She does an incredible job.
Yeah.
But I am on the Pinehurst Historic Preservation Committee.
Okay.
So same thing, but smaller. Like,
yeah.
Just
same, but different.
Yeah.
Okay.
yeah.
And then you're in a choir, right?
Yeah. I'm in Sacred Heart Choir.
And wow. What? She does it all. I'm telling you.
I love all of these different things.
Well, and this
you
is
live
the,
such like a.
It's a bucket list life. That's what I call it.
Oh, I love
yeah.
that.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. So if I die tomorrow, I have checked off like pretty much everything off my bucket list.
I need to take
really?
A page out of her book.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should write a book about this.
Oh, yeah. It would just be... So when I tell people... So I... Going back, I worked for the FBI for 10 years, and that was my, like, goal. Like, that was my life goal. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to go to University of Pennsylvania and work for the FBI. And I did that, and then I did
check,
that.
Check, check.
Yep. And then,
wow.
And a lot of people stay there, you know, because why would you
it's
not?
A great place.
It's so cool.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
But after 10 years, I was like, like, this isn't fun anymore. Which sounds terrible, but, like, it's not fun anymore. It's not serving my purpose. So I left, and I worked for a couple startups, which were also, like, bucket lists. I got to do, like, my dream jobs before COVID, and then, you know, COVID happened. And then I left the workforce because I was like, what else am I going to do? Like, I've done everything that I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So now moving here, it's really amazing. This community, like, lends itself to people who want to be creative and
yeah.
kind of find their niche. And there's a lot of niches because it's transient, because people,
yes.
you know, will start something yep. and then leave. There's a lot of niches that are unfilled. So I love watching people, you know, kind of find... I always think of Hannah, who runs PE in the Pines, who, you know, wanted to do a workout group for kids. And she can. Like, Pinehurst lets her do that. That's
yes.
incredible. There's
yes.
not many places. You know, you move
yes.
to big cities and... they're completely oversaturated with everything. But this is such an amazing area, you know, if you want to cross off items in your bucket list and serve the community while you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great point. Yeah, I really like that. I think that that's a whole aspect of Pinehurst, Southern Pines, this area that maybe so many people that possibly, you know, worry or judge or have ill will about military families, you know, coming in and a lot of younger families coming in. I think they don't see the ability that this community provides for military spouses
yeah.
to be able to find their niche, that they never even had a breath of a chance
yep.
to think that they could fulfill something. And because it's almost transient, you know, some things get handed down, some things move
yep.
to the next place, but like it really gives them like an opening place. I know a lot of wives personally that just never felt like they had a place until they came here. And
yeah.
that's just like such a beautiful gift that, you know, you say support the troops, like that's next level of supporting the troops. And it really means, you know, so much. So that's just great that you can, you know, you say that and you
yeah.
live this bucket list life.
I love that. I'm gonna start using that.
I feel like we need like a support group.
I know.
That's how I feel. I mean, we
should be a motivational speaker next.
Yeah, or
like your,
yeah, life coach. There
yeah,
you go.
We could all use one of those. Yes. I think that you're incredible, and I think that what you're doing is beautiful and so beautiful for the community.
Mm-hmm.
Have you? You know, we've talked about all the beautiful things. So let's talk about: has it ever not been pretty? Have you ever had any pushback to what you're trying to do, or someone who, you know, didn't want to do it, or
Well, there's the guy that I'm chasing. So
yes,
love that. I'm married, by the way. I'm not chasing him that way. He's married too.
He's just married. Chasing I'm him married.
For humans. Yeah. Yeah.
But, I just want your picture, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have, so it's interesting because not a lot of, you guys know Humans of New York, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It must be just kind of an our generation thing. And so I thought it would be obvious.
Right.
If I do people. Humans of Pinehurst, people mm-hmm. would be like, oh, it's a take on Humans of New York.
But, so tell us, just give us your take on Humans of New York. So all anyone who's listening that
yes, who doesn't know
and obviously can't see it. So
yeah. So there was a guy, oh gosh.
It's been around a while.
Yeah. Before 2010. It might have been in like the early 2000s. Who would literally just walk around New York City, mm-hmm. and take people's pictures and do what I, like, he didn't interview them. It was the same thing. It was a caption. And he would have them tell any story. And that's what this, like, first started out. Like, I was like, give me, like, literally mm-hmm. any story. You can tell me about, like, when you were 4 years old and you had some random thing happen. Because you got these tiny little snapshots into the lives of people in a place like New York where everyone's anonymous. Like, no one cares
yes.
who that guy is walking down the street. And it took away some of the anonymity from people on the street. So that is what Humans of New York was. And it ended up being, I think he has millions of followers. He published a coffee table book. And he was a photographer too, I think. I think he started, like, that was the point of it. But it's just these beautiful little vignettes of people in New York and then little, you know, glimpses of their story. So
you chose.
Yes. So that is
And what you I chose did. Captions.
Yeah.
Yep. I really like that, though. Mm-hmm.
Well, the captions are their quotes.
Yeah.
So it's,
well, yeah. But, yeah. But that's so cool. And it's simple. I mean, it can be simple and it can't. You know, some people's are short, some people's are long.
Yep.
But I love that sometimes people would, it would be overwhelming to them to think of.
Yes.
You know, something and on the fly.
That's probably the biggest, pushback. Again, air quotes. Pushback that I've gotten is people are, you know, they think that they have to, like, write War and Peace or something, you know, this, like, great novel of, you know, all their entire lives and stuff. And it's really one of my favorite ones is just, and he knows who he is, but is My Parents Chose an Amazing Place to Raise Me. And that, like, I think says,
oh,
like,
yeah.
all you need
that
to
could be like on a, someone was probably writing that in wood and selling it.
Yeah.
At the corner store right now.
Yeah.
That's a great.
So slogan. It doesn't, yeah, it doesn't need to be like a big story. Mm-hmm. It can just be, you know, one time this happened or this is my favorite thing about Pinehurst or it doesn't have to have anything to do with Pinehurst.
Mm-hmm. Do you discriminate between Southern Pines and Aberdeen?
No, I've taken a few people.
Yeah, you took one on the train tracks in Southern Pines, right? Yeah.
And that's the fun thing too. I always let people pick where they want to go and I'll just, you know, go. Like one guy loves Pinehurst Pizza, so he was like, we are getting my picture in front of Pinehurst Pizza. So, and he doesn't work
that's
there.
Awesome.
Yeah, he just, that was his favorite, and it was important to him because every Friday he and his family go and they get pizza, and that's their like ritual. So
that's
he
cute.
Gets to like keep those pictures,
so
and that
special
means something.
That you're getting to hear all these little stories. We need to follow you around, I think.
Yeah,
sure do.
A day in the life.
Yeah.
So
a month, a year in the life. Yeah. I think we could get a lot of content out of this. I know where I would want to stand.
Oh, where?
I literally would want to stand in the middle of Midland Road.
Oh, that like where they put the flags and stuff? Or
if
this
the flags
Midland?
Were there, yes. But no, just like in the middle of Midland, like maybe right on the line between Southern Pines and Pinehurst.
Oh, that's cool.
Maybe 1 foot on each side.
Oh, I like
See,
that.
See, we could...
Now I'm in. Am I in?
We can make it happen.
Yeah, that's where I would want to be. That's fun. Wow. This is such a special project. I think it's a beautiful campaign. I think that this right here is, you know, there's so much to say about social media, right? And of course, like everything else, you hear a lot more of the negative than you do the positive. Mm-hmm. But this is one of the most beautiful things, I think, about social media.
Yeah. I was going to say, you're one of the reasons I love getting on social media and like, actually see, you know, like
breath
sometimes you see
air.
It
yes.
yeah and you're just like oh but then I see you know like from many of your pages and just like oh
yes
I want to read this
there's good look,
yeah
this is pretty
this and makes then, me happy
yes
and then you go to my stories and I'm like I hate you
oh that's so funny so look to the post if you want to get real look to the stories
and I stay off Nextdoor and I stay off Facebook because like after leaving DC after leaving you know the chaos and the I, it's I just needed to like set that boundary. And I really like, I've heard stories of next door and like the things that people say, and I was like, I don't need that. Like,
yeah,
once you get on there, you get this like lens where all you see is the negativity. And I'm over a year in, and all I see is the beauty around us. So
yeah, that's so great that you also can set those boundaries for yourself, because it's not always easy.
No,
it's not. And yeah, so we're grateful for you for what. There's one more thing I just wanted you to talk about, okay, just because I think this is a little topical. So you did tell a story about like a few people that have possibly misunderstood your concept, and that is because of kind of what's going on in the world. So tell us a little bit about that as your final little story, and then we'll get back to beauty. Not that this isn't beautiful, but it's
real talk. Well, and this goes back to the not everybody has seen Humans of New York, so knows the context. But I've had a few people where I say, like, do you want to be featured on Humans of Pinehurst? And they say, what does that mean? And I'm like, oh, you know, I explain, like, oh, it's a social media. Okay, but why humans? Like, is this, like a cisgender, non-binary, blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, oh, no. it's a thing.
Oh, gosh.
It's like a title.
Now it's
thing.
Over. Yeah. I'll come back. I'll come back. Kidding. Another day.
Wow. That just, blew it way out of the water.
I know.
So. You're, like, literally a human. No, but that's simple. As simple as it gets.
Yeah.
Just a person.
Although I do want somebody to, didn't I talk to you about this? I want somebody to start Pets of
Oh, yes.
Pets of the
Pines,
you did. Or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Because I don't have time to do all of the animals, but they're same thing. There's so many dogs that you see everywhere. Yep.
Maybe we, wow, yes, Pets of Pinehurst.
Yeah, or just all of them, like Pets of the Pines.
Pets of the Pines.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, people would be
if
really
somebody
excited.
Steals
I don't
this.
Love pets. Anytime we're like feeling like people don't like us anymore, we just throw a pet in there.
Yeah.
Did you see
find a dog?
The dog costume contest?
Yes. Brought a lot of joy.
Almost 1,000
yes.
likes.
We try really hard to do like fun or witty posts and or pictures. We won't have it. And then
it's that simple. Throw up a cute animal.
Yeah. I was struggling a little bit yesterday at Weymouth Woods trying to get some cute pictures of people, and it was very crowded, so it was a little bit hard. And then, thank God, I found a lobster dog running around. And I was like, okay, I'm in the game.
Here
I'm
we
back
go.
In. This is just what I needed.
Yes.
Well, thank you so, so much for coming in and talking to us. You are super special. You are an incredible human of Pinehurst. And
we hope to see you featured on the page.
I know.
Yeah. We might need to steal your camera. But, yes, I think everything you're doing is beautiful. And the gift that you give, you know, is – and it's definitely one of those that – I'm sure you do not hear about it as much as you touch people's lives and hearts, especially in this area. So thank you for that. This has been 100% fun and 100% beautiful too. Thank you.
Thank you.